Hunting boundaries. This is a briefing and public hearing. Brock, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Chair Carpenter and your fellow commissioners. Trying to get my screen up.
Looks good.
Is it shared?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start today with hunting boundaries. Forward. There we go. So we've got six WACs that we'll cover today. The first four are GN adjustments to game management unit boundaries in regions 1, 4, 5, and 6. And then we've got the WACs that cover our deer area descriptions and our elk area descriptions. So we'll review the proposals for GMU boundaries first, then move into elk area descriptions, end with deer areas, and then have some time for questions.
Hey, Brock, can I pause you for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Larry, was there going to be a quick introduction on the cycle, three-year cycle, to explain that? That was briefly discussed at the beginning.
Are you asking me that, Nikki?
Yes, like if staff wants to do that before they get rolling.
Okay. Sidebar, we have two commissioners with their hands up, and then I guess, Brock, we can get back to your part. Commissioner Thorburn and then Vice Chair Baker, please.
Larry, I was
going to ask the same thing. We sort of are jumping into this, but we did have a discussion about somebody introducing, maybe Anise or Eric, introducing this process before Brock jumps right into it.
I was not aware of that, so let me go to Vice Chair Baker, and then we'll get back to what you ladies would like to do here.
We're all jumping on the same horse right now, Larry. In the first section of this meeting today, Commissioner Kuntz asked that there be an introduction to what the rest of this meeting was, and I believe the director agreed to do that, so that's all I had to say.
Okay. Yes, I do remember, but I had lost track of it with all my paper shuffling. So is the director with us?
I am.
Take it away, director.
So I can do that. And I apologize. I wasn't clear. I thought maybe we'd wait till the long session after lunch, but it certainly fits either place. So I think the reason people are asking is there's a little confusion between the various steps that we do in adopting seasons and setting seasons. Understandably so. As you know, we do an annual season setting that is really kind of limited to tweaks, and we tell people save your big stuff for the three-year review. And now we've got people on the three-year view going really too far and going into the basic management of the species, which is really a game management plan effort. So to put it in context, we really have those three levels. The game management plan is where we use the best available science to determine how we're going to manage a particular populations. What are our objectives? How are we going to manage them? Are we on the right track? Are we doing the right things? So the big management questions are addressed in the game management plan. The three-year plan is really established partly as an economy. So we don't have, this is a big job as you'll experience the rest of the day and everything leading up to it. This is to keep up with innovations in hunting types, adjustments of seasons, really within that game management plan, and those types of things. So bigger than just tweaks, but they really are focused on the hunts themselves, the hunting structure, the hunting gear types, those types of things. We ask people to save those for 3 years so we can do it comprehensively at one time. Then annually we come back and we really adjust to, are there changes of conditions? Are there tweaks we need to make? But they're really for small changes. So if you're a hunter and you really have this idea to really change hunt structure, we would push you towards the three-year season that we're entering right now. If it's really about how we're managing a particular herd or species overall, we would look to the game management plan. And then annually, we'll be back to make sure we're on the right track. So that would be my course overview of the 1, 3, and 6 year elements. This, as you well know, is the three-year element. We started in May where we solicit comments, we go out with some proposals, and then we respond to those proposals for seasons for the next 3 years. So that next year we'll be back, but it'll be more how do we tweak what you all have decided this year.
Thank you for bailing me out on that one, Director. Commissioner McIsaac has his hand up.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. One other matter that doesn't quite fit into the WAC thing either now in the 3-year, certainly not the 6-year or the annual thing, came to my attention by a constituent asking about it. This goes back to March of 2019, where in Spokane, we were approached by the group Hunt of a Lifetime that deals with terminally ill children and their ability to be involved in some sort of a hunting opportunity. And I thought that was going to be a 3-year package thing and had been thinking it was going to wait for this. And as it turns out, I'm going to extend my compliments to the staff and the director and Eric and Anise and all those involved. They've apparently taken care of this now so that there would not, it's not going to show up in our presentation anywhere. But I understand it's been more than adequately taken care of, and that the protocols that allow the director to make these kind of designations is now very clear. The notices are clear. The residency non-resident question is cleared up, and we're not going to see it. But I just wanted to offer my compliments at this time for the folks to ironing out a very good solution to this, and appreciate it very much. It's not going to come up in the rest of the presentation anywhere, but they did a very nice job on this.
Thank you, Commissioner McKenzie. Commissioner Thorburn.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest, Director, do you want to share the date for the game management plan update? Because that was altered a little bit, and we are extending the life of the current one.
Yeah, I apologize. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn, and I apologize for that. I intended to say that and just got off track. So the game management plan, the 6-year cycle, we're a bit off cycle in that, but we're beginning that this spring, and it's anticipated to take about a year and a half to complete. So that's the bigger 6-year, slice at the apple.
Thank you, Director. Okay, unless someone has any other issues, we'll go back to Brock. Commissioner Kuntz.
Don't worry, Commissioner. Carpenter, it will be short. I just wanted to thank Kelly for explaining that, because I have found a lot of confusion about the cycle. And I think that a lot of the folks are looking forward to starting the discussion this spring on the overall 6-year plan coming up. So thanks a lot for explaining that. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner Kuntz. Commissioner Smith.
Just a quick question. So there's not necessarily an assumption that this 3-year interim fix, whatever is done, there's not an assumption that that's going to flow forward into the 6-year update. These issues would need to be like approved all over again. You're muted, Kelly.
Yes, I'm. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. I bet that felt good. I did tell someone else. We're hoping this is an approval for 3 years. It's consistent with the current game management plan. Wrapping that the next one up, I think they will flow together. But this, the decision made today on the 3-year plan will not drive decisions for the game management plan. If we were to decide then that something is drastically different, we could adjust. So our hope is that, yes, this is a 3-year approval. Well, it is a 3-year approval, but it does not bind the game management plan, if that's the question, as I understand it. And I see Anise has got a hand up, which makes me say I should be quiet and let an expert speak.
Anise, and then Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, maybe to clarify, the game management plan does not change any rules. The 3-year season setting does change rules. And so that's the difference. The 3-year management plan is an overarching document that sets us in general direction. On our 3-year season set, we recommend specific changes to rules that will be implemented for the next 3 years. So that's the distinctive difference. And one process may inform the other, but it's not necessarily that we would maintain the same management scheme because we are currently doing it. There is a potential to change at any time if we decide to do so in the game management plan.
Thank you, Anise. Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the phrasing that this is the package for 3 years, and then Anise was talking about changes to the package. So my question is, longevity. Any decisions that we make during this March and April sequence last beyond 3 years. If there is not a vote to change anything, then the previous regulations stay in effect. We're just some clarity on that longevity question.
So it's difficult, and then we experienced this on previous votes that these establish specific dates. And so if you were to go beyond the three-year plan, some of those dates would no longer be applicable. So it's not as simple as a more global rule where if you don't change it, it stays the same, because staying the same would include dates that have passed. So I think it's a bit of a mix there. But yeah, the intent is it would be in place for the 3 years. But at 3 years, you'd have the opportunity to change it, extend it, or, you know, pick new dates or not. I mean, it's kind of a clean slate in the 3 years. Clean slate subject to being consistent with game management plans and policies.
So anything that involves a date does terminate after 3 years, but things like changes in equipment do not
change. That would be correct, yes.
Okay, no more hands. Brock, would you like to finish your continue your presentation?
Absolutely. So we're going to start here in Region 1. This is a very minor adjustment. Part of the boundary is the elk drift fence that is on the boundary of GMUs 175 and 178. That drift fence, elk fence, was extended this year by 3/4 of a mile. And so this proposed change just identifies the new kind of intersection point accordingly. We got 5 comments in response to this proposal. 4 indicated general agreement, 1 indicated general disagreement, didn't specify why. We had 1,500 respondents to our online survey, and 58% indicated support, and only 3 were opposed. Okay, moving on to Region 4, we have 2 proposals from Region 4. The responses we got for the entire WAC, we got about 1,400 responses, 52% agreement, 4% opposition. We only got 4 comments, and they were just expressing general agreement. The first proposal here is to make Henry Island and Stewart Island standalone game management units to lessen hunter confusion and improve harvest estimates. We got no specific comments related to this proposal. The reason we're proposing to make these standalone GMUs is they're 2 of the largest remaining islands in the Puget Sound that are clustered into Game Management Unit 410, which includes all islands that aren't standalone GMUs. There's healthy deer populations on these 2 islands. And right now, our local staff deal with a lot of issues with hunter confusion about where they harvested and when they report their harvest. And they want better information on the number of deer that are being harvested on these islands. The second proposal from Region 4 is to adjust the boundary for GMUs 407 and 454. So the current boundary description results in a very narrow portion of GMU 407 that's bordered to the east by 454 and to the west and to the east by GMU 460. It's the little sliver that's shaded in gray that you see there. It represents about 450 acres. And this small area causes confusion with our hunters and some enforcement issues. So this proposal came from enforcement to help deal, to clarify that for folks. It's a very minor adjustment, and we didn't receive any specific comment related to this proposal either. So moving to Region 5, I think we have 3 proposals specific to Region 5. Overall, we had, again, about 1,400 respondents to our online survey, 51% indicated support, and only 6% opposition. And we only got general statements expressing either agreement or disagreement. This first one is a minor adjustment to the boundary for GMUs 568 and 572 that would shift about 75 acres into GMU 568. And again, very similar. This came out of our enforcement program. They deal with a lot of issues where hunters seem to be confused. So it's a minor adjustment to clarify the boundary for hunters. It's indicated by the shaded area again in the figure. And again, we got no specific comments related to this proposal. The next one in Region 5 is to add the portion of GMU 554 that is north of State Route 503, it's indicated by the shaded area in the figure, to GMU 566. So the issue we're trying to address here is, again, hunter confusion and an enforcement issue. So right now, Game Management Unit 554, the entire unit is a firearm restricted area. The shaded area that's indicated on the figure is mostly public land owned by Department of Natural Resources or industrial, private industrial timberlands. So when hunters drive up into this portion of the GMU and they see forest, they think it's okay for them to go in there and hunt with a modern firearm, because why would there be a firearm restricted area in a forested landscape? So this proposal would help address that issue and lessen confusion for hunters. We did get 6 comments in opposition to this proposal, and most of those comments were from archery and muzzleloader hunters that go into this area to hunt elk. GMU 556, you are only allowed to hunt elk in GMU 556 by special permit. And so they viewed this as lost opportunity, but it's likely a very small number of hunters are actually using this. So we don't feel like there'd be a substantial amount of loss and opportunity. The next one for Region 5 is actually a proposal that we presented to the commission last spring, and it was formally adopted. It was a minor adjustment to the GMU boundary between 506 and 673. The adjustment that we made last spring is indicated by the yellow line. So the red line is what the boundary was. We proposed to shift it to the yellow line. After we did that and it was adopted, we were contacted by a local landowner in the area, and he felt the change was unwarranted. After consultation with regional staff and the landowner, we implemented an emergency rule that went into effect September 1 of 2020 to revert the boundary back to what it was the previous year. And this is also the only change that's associated with WAC 220-410-060, which covers boundary descriptions in Region 6. And we only had one general comment expressing general disagreement with this proposal. So moving into elk areas, we're proposing to remove elk area 1040 and just open the area to all general season hunters, rather than only allowing deer and elk hunting opportunities by special permit. This change will also apply to deer area 1040. So elk area 1040 and deer area 1040, they're both the exact same boundary. They encompass the rural wildlife area. Our next elk area description proposal it's a very minor one. It's elk area 2032, that's in GMU 251, which is part of the Kalakum elk herd. The current boundary description follows Moses Carr Road beyond a point where the road has been closed and it no longer exists, and therefore it no longer serves as a relevant reference point for hunters when they're out hunting. So the proposal is indicated in the figure by the red line. It's just shifting that boundary to the section line. The last one for elk areas is a proposal to add elk area 5066 to GMU 522. And again, the primary objective is to reduce hunter confusion and lessen enforcement issues. So currently, right now, as it stands with it being part of GMU 524, GMU 524 is open during general elk seasons, with the exception of elk area 5066. This elk area is within the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. It's a very remote area. It's very difficult to access. The only way you can really get into the core of it, there's five access points really where you can hit a trail and hike into this area to hunt. Enforcement has longstanding issues with hunters, finding hunters hunting elk within this elk area during the general elk season. And the hunters often cite a confusion. They didn't realize that they couldn't hunt in all of GMU 524 during the general season. They deal with this issue on an annual basis. And when they have to respond to it, it takes a lot of time. Again, it takes them, 2 to 3 hours just to get there. They have to hike in, try to locate hunters. Oftentimes they're having to do that in teams. And so they feel like this is taking away a lot of resources during the elk season that they would like to, have elsewhere to try to deal with this one issue. 522, GMU 522, you can only hunt in GMU 522 if you hold a special permit for either mountain goat or for elk. And so this proposal would shift 5066 into GMU 522 and would make it clear to hunters that you can only be in that elk area hunting if you have a special permit for either elk or mountain goat. I know that one's a lot, that one's a lot to unpackage. Okay, so our final one for elk areas is to establish a new elk area in GMU 603 near the town of Joyce. And this is just to respond to an increase that we've been seeing in elk damage complaints and to give us a tool to help mitigate those. So public comment for our elk area descriptions, we received 186 comments from our online survey and one email. Most comments were just expressing general disagreement or agreement. To go through these kind of one by one, for removing the elk area 1040 in the Blue Mountains, the 4O wildlife area, we had 18 disagreement and 8 agreement. We're still recommending to move forward with that proposal, despite most comments that we received being in opposition. Didn't really receive anything on elk area 2032. Elk area 5066, we received a lot of comment. So 85 disagreement and only one comment that was agreed with that. Again, even though we got a lot of opposition, we're still proposing to move forward with this recommendation. And the major theme of the comments that we got in opposition with this proposal was folks being upset that there was a large tract of public land that currently is open during other general seasons. So right now you could go into that elk area, you could hunt during a general deer season, you could hunt during general black bear seasons, you could go in there to hunt grouse, things like that. And they felt like that it was unfair that we were going to pull that access from hunters to the area. So in response to that, we did go and look, and we wanted to get a sense of if we could quantify how much opportunity would be lost. When we looked at that, we looked at the number of hunters that were reporting bear hunting activity within the entire GMU 524. On average, the last 5 years, only 45 hunters have reported hunting bears in the entire GMU. And the average harvest is less than 2 bears a year. From the deer general season perspective, only 187 hunters on average report hunting in the entire GMU. And average deer harvest in the entire game management unit is only 31 deer. So if you take those and then apply it to just that elk area, it's a very small amount of opportunity that we feel would be lost. Because I don't think very many folks are going into that area to hunt those other species. Elk area 6030, we had 5 comments in agreement, one that disagreed. And then finally, we had 17 comments from folks that were just expressing concerns about tribal hunting and why we don't regulate that. Moving to deer area descriptions, we have two proposals. One is to remove deer area 1021, and the other is to remove deer area 1040, which we've already kind of covered. Deer area 1021 is a deer area outside of Clarkston, down in the Blue Mountains. The proposal to remove this is because the number of damage complaints that we receive have declined, and the local biologists don't feel like this deer area is warranted anymore. Also, it was initially established to deal with damage issues we were having with local resident mule deer. And we've recently radio collared mule deer in the Blue Mountains. And what that has shown us is that we actually have a decent number of mule deer that are migrating into this area, and they're not residents. And so by keeping harvest in place, we'd actually be targeting migratory mule deer, which was not our objective. We had 1,900 respondents to our deer area proposals. 66% indicated agreement, 9% were opposed. We received 84 comments and then one email. General 15 comments were just expressing general agreement, while two were expressing general disagreement. Deer area 1040, nine comments indicated agreement, where seven indicated disagreement. And deer area 1021, we got five comments. They were all in opposition to the proposal. And almost all of them, the major theme from those comments was folks felt like there were still too many deer within the deer area, and they wanted to see us maintain the current seasons within that deer area. And then again, we got 15 comments related to tribal hunting. With that, I'll open it up to questions.
Any questions, Commissioner McKaysey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question on the elk area 5066. I don't see numbers on your slide, but I wondered if you could turn to the slide that shows the map. And I had, when you went through it, I was going to ask, is this a loss of opportunity or what? But after seeing 85-1, I think I know what the answer to that is. My question is, it seems to that the rationale for doing this is to reduce hunter confusion, the enforcement folks being drug out to do something or other. What struck my, not something or other, being taken off of things that are very important, maybe just to go out and deal with something that is just a confusion thing. So my question is that the dark boundary around GMU 524 used to encompass this, and it's being drug into GMU 522 instead of being included with 524. What was your analysis about why not just eliminate it as a separate number? And when GMU 524, the Margaret unit, is open, that the 85 people or the other numbers aren't going to be confused, and the enforcement guys won't have to go out and tell them they're doing something wrong.
So that is something I think is worth considering, the idea of coming up with an entirely new game management unit was not something that we discussed in length. It was an initial idea. The other things that you have to consider when, one, it's a very small area. It would be a really, really small GMU. And then the other concern there would be the loss and continuity of data. And yeah. I think that's a big deal, but it's not something we talked about in length, about making it a standalone game management unit.
Yeah, no, my question wasn't to make it a standalone unit, but to include it rather than include it in 522, include it in 524. And if there's not a lot of harvest there, then I don't know how big of a concern the data is, but I'm trying to get back to people being opposed to it. The reason is confusion. And maybe it wouldn't be so confusing if it was inside the dark boundaries that are currently exist for 524, rather than drag that down into 522, just eliminate it as a separate unit, which is what the proposal is, I thought maybe, but maybe it wasn't to eliminate it as a separate unit, but to include it in a different one. But I guess it's a grouping question. If there's not much activity there, is that a way to get avoid the confusion and garner some public support?
Yeah. So right now it is part of 524. So right now area sits within the boundaries of GMU 524. And so the proposal is to shift it to 522, and the boundary of 522 would change. And can you see my cursor on the screen?
Yes. Yes, we can.
So this GMU 522 boundary would now come up this western boundary of Elk Area 5066 and include this Elk Area 5066.
I'm following you, but my question is, rather than included in 522, don't have a separate elk area and just have GMU 522 be the entire open area.
Yeah, Brock, I think there's a confusion about why the elk area exists, and maybe if you describe why the elk area exists, that might might elucidate things a little bit.
Also, also Director Susan is standing by to speak on this.
Thanks, Chair. Mine was the same thing. I think Commissioner McIsaac's proposal or suggestion would be the equivalent of eliminating Elk Area 5066 to eliminate the confusion. And then I would look to Brock to explain the value of having an Elk Area 5066.
Yeah, Commissioner McIsaac, I apologize for not following your train of thought there. So as I mentioned, Elk Area 5066 is within the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. And so our ability, so for a number of years, the monument, we didn't have any hunts in the monument. And our staff have in Region 5 have worked through the years to get more and more access and hunting opportunity within the boundaries of the monument. And they work in collaboration with the Forest Service to try to identify those opportunities. One of the concerns that we always have to be sensitive to is these areas within the monument are have high recreational value for non-hunters, and the monument is very sensitive to seasons that we might propose that might put a lot of hunters within these areas. And so it's likely that we would lose the limited opportunity that we have now to hunt elk within this area. I think if we opened it up to a general season and did not limit hunter densities within that area, there's a strong likelihood that the monument may not be supportive of allowing elk hunting within the area.
Does that answer your question, Commissioner McIsaac? For the moment?
Yeah, it does. I'll follow up offline a little bit, maybe, perhaps.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Henderson, please.
Yeah, I'd like to have you explain deer area and elk area. I believe it's 1040 in the blues, and the range of support and opposition seem to be fairly split. And you didn't talk too much about the opposition to making the change. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So the major themes with the opposition were: don't get rid of the elk area, address tribal harvest if that's an issue, which we don't have the authority. The tribes set their own seasons. The other main theme of that opposition was that's okay, leave it as a quality hunt area so that we can still have an area with lower hunter densities. That was the value that they saw in retaining the elk area and the deer area for that matter.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Commissioner Thorburn.
Well, and I just wanted to add, we talked about this in the Wildlife Committee. The concern is that tribal hunting, this is ceded lands and the Nez Perce use it. And it's been managed for quality buck, as Brock said. The concern was because of this difference in season that the tribe had an advantage with the quality bucks. And so the decision is to make it all a general season to diminish that competition. And it's an interesting decision because this has always been sort of one of the quality buck areas of the state. So you can kind of see where the concern is coming from. But we did discuss this. I hope I got that straight, Brock. I thought I should, because since tribal hunting has been brought up as part of the concern, I thought I'd add that.
Okay.
That was a good summary.
Okay, I see hands up from Mackayzik and Anderson. They're intended to be down, I believe. Am I correct with that?
That's correct.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, are there any other comments? Hearing none, Nikki, it says we have a public comment opportunity. Is there any?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. If there's no additional discussion on this, start our lunch hour, not lunch hour, 45 minutes. It's now 12:26. If we could come back at 1:15, how would that work for everyone? Everybody's getting up. I guess it's working good. Thank you. See you in a little bit.